I don't expect him for the next two games, but we'll see when we get back from St. Louis, potentially then.
Any update on what it is that he's suffering
from? Lower body injury.
Can you tell us who's coming in?
Hutchinson.
What have you heard about his
story? I'm sorry?
Oh,
they're really, really happy with, I think, the plan that they had in place, starting with the East Coast League and then getting in the American League, that he's as good as he was in the East Coast League. He was that good in the American League, and they're real pleased with where he's at. So I guess that's what you expect from that development part, that you can bring a guy in that you have confidence in playing. Well, having a guy with some experience going into this game, that you want him feeling excited about this game. He's gone into tough buildings, tough opponents, but this is a real good challenge for him, because we know the weight of this game, and it's at home, and it's good that he's got some experience to help him through that. Well, absolutely. Come on. This is our chance to get back into the fight here. We did something exceptionally special to close a gap, and I don't think any team in NHL history has closed that gap and then stumbled. And now we got a chance to keep breathing, get your head up close to the surface so you can see a little light coming. And it's such a great process for our guys to go through to feel the weight of that and to get up for a hockey game and be excited for it and take on that challenge. I'm looking forward to seeing how they react to it. It depends on what you make of it, right? So here's the difference in those games. The teams that are just having fun, you start out of the gate with a different pressure in your room. Dallas Calgary last night at home, 3-1 lead in the third. There's some tough questions being asked today, right? So there's the weight in that room today. So they're not sitting there, geez, we just gave a point to Winnipeg. They're going Phoenix is now up two. So they're carrying a heavy weight there. The top-end teams, some of them are fighting for that President's Trophy. Some of them, as you get closer, are going to just want to make sure they get through this healthy. But they're in the playoffs because they got some high-end players there. So there's advantages and pressures to every game now played, to make it, you're going to have to overcome those pressures. I think they've gotten to their style of game. They've gotten to their identity. So kind of a more muscular version in some ways of the Rangers. They've got some speed up front. Clearly, you got two guys in the 60s with points. That's going to make all other parts of your game feel better about itself. Their goaltending, while they've had some injuries, is usually pretty solid and much, maybe a little bit like Colorado, in that they've protected that back end and worked better as a group of five. They're quick and they move the puck really well. And especially in that game against St. Louis, I'm really impressed with how they went from tape to tape at high speed up and down the ice. They're able to do that. So some of what we saw against the Rangers last night, you're going to see on the ice tomorrow with how they move the puck, how they transition. I'm trying to remember a quote about stats, and I can't, about illumination and support. I can't remember which way it goes. Is that like a lamppost for a drunk or something to that effect? I can't remember. We have fairly detailed analytics on synergies, people that are playing together, who they play against, minutes played. So we have an idea of what our group is facing as a line, as a D pairing, what they're generating in terms of shots from certain parts of the ice, what they give up in terms of shots. So you can kind of tell what aligns, who they're playing against, what they're getting for and against over the course of the game. All the other analytics that you look at, the best thing I've always found is you just go through the game and you take a look at it shift by shift and who you're playing against, the chances for, chances against, and then you keep your log and you keep all your information and kind of build your own database that way on what's happening over the course of the game.
Are you using that in game, as you mentioned? You have
people some of it's in game, and a lot of it, the stuff that I trust the most, is stuff that we'll do between games.
Do you weigh on it much? I mean, do you just kind of use it as a support tool or an informative tool?
Yeah, I'm not if there's an analytic there that is completely opposite to what I'm seeing, then I'll go back and check what I'm seeing. Some of the stuff, it doesn't, it just can't be used as fact. You can't say that, you know, this guy's given up too many, they're giving up more shots, but at the end of the day, they're not giving up any goals, you know, so that there's a value to what they're doing. Or, no, you know what, they don't generate a lot of zone time, but the fact of the matter is they're, so I would know, like Mark Scheifele, in terms of the chances, and we would rate the quality of chances, the shots, where their shots are coming from. I would know that he was at the high end of both ranges, that when he was on the ice, there was far more things happening in the offensive zone and far less happening in the defensive zone. So I would know that by the stats. But you wouldn't need to look at the stats to know that. And I think at the end of the day, there hasn't been too many times where a stat was right on and was the opposite of what we would think. It's support. It's a piece. It's a piece of a decision. I don't know. Like, I would say that 90 to 95% of what you see is what the stats are telling you. After anyway, I knew that. You knew that just from watching the game. And then there's some aberrations. You'll see some synergies where these two guys are supposed to be really good together. They look like they're playing great together, but the other team seems to be shooting the puck at your goaltender a lot more than you're shooting it at theirs when they're on the ice together. Chris is absolutely day-to-day at this point. We'll have a better idea tomorrow after he gets some more tests done. He's not going to be in the lineup tomorrow or the next day. Alberts is getting better, but he's not strong enough yet. No more so than any other NHL team. 12, 13. No, I mean, we're where